the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the one song where there was another version of it, and it sounds all creepy. I can't remember who did it.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing it now. We got to save this one for Old Man Karaoke when we do it. Set me free, bitch.
Fatboy and I are coming up with a bit at that. You remember the movie Bad Grandpa? You know, with Johnny Knoxville. Okay, so we would. Now, I'm closer than he is, like in real life. But we're going to play old men, and we're going to be old men going into a bar doing karaoke. Oh.
But we're going to practice the voices here first.
Yes.
Just to make sure we got them down. So, also, do you remember the fish from Bad Grandpa?
No.
We'll have the fish with us.
Yes, and we're going to have a hot tub scene as well.
Oh, nice.
Look it up right now, the fish
real,
from Bad Grandpa.
We're trying to come up with a name for the bit. And, this is no joke. We couldn't come up with one other than just, like, old man karaoke.
Yeah, that was it. The creative cockles were not working at that moment.
Yeah. Also, I looked up what we were talking about off the air. Honeyopath. Okay? It's a smaller...
Honia, some people would say.
Some people say Honiopath. It's a town over in Anderson County. So I did look it up. Now, yeah, it depends on who you ask the source of this. Like Greenville, some people say it was named after Nathaniel Greene, who spelled Green with an E on the end. Other people said the early settlers said, wow, it's very green there. Well, if you've looked around, we got to change the name of the city. We ain't got a lot of green left.
Oh, no.
We're Subdivisionville.
Plus, you got to pick if you're Belton or Honiopath. You can't be both. And I think the great Matthew Lecroy is from Belton, right? So that's who I pick.
Yes. Well, anyway.
Jackie Lee, too.
Honia, according to Cherokee lore, means path.
Honia.
So it translates to path.
Whoa, that's redundant.
Or it should just be called Honia.
All right, so when you figure out your police chief situation, we'll think
about
the name of the town.
Well, that's why we were talking about it. I was looking it up.
Okay.
Some people there say that it was misnamed. That's what they always say. We have the year that the Columbus and all this crap, whatever.
Yep.
But we can't. An early settler in the area, his name was William Honey. And they called it the road that went into that area. They called it the Honey Path. Because they named it after William Honey.
Okay.
Now, have you ever? I ain't never heard that one in my life.
No, I don't know the history of Honiopath.
If you're related to Billy Honey, holler at us. We'd love to talk to you.
Well, using that logic, Anderson should really probably be named Anderson.
I thought it was named after the great settler Mark Anderson that moved in there early on from. They settled there from Mars. That's where
it might have been.
Mars. That's right.
Not a hair on that head. No. This fellow.
Okay, nothing to do with Honiopath or Honeypath or Path. We have, this is heartwarming.
Yeah.
Or is it kidney warming? Good morning, Jeff Millwood.
Good morning, guys and lady.
Morning.
Hey, lady.
Well, you sound great, man.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, him. Feel pretty good. Been up since midnight.
Well, you got some odd. I saw Jeff Millwood the other day, at a little function. And,
a little shindig.
He's like, I gotta be up. What'd you say? You had to be up at 2 a.m. So, and this was this was in the afternoon of the day you would have to be up at 2 a.m. I was like, well, you're a vampire.
Yeah, I feel like one right now.
Well, yeah, how long ago was it? Was it a month? I can't keep up with time anymore, really. I mean, not just getting to work, but also the date. I don't know.
Yeah, 4 or 5 weeks, I guess.
Okay, so a little over a month ago.
I'll tell you exactly when the hell it was.
Look at this this fact. Oh, Paige is going to turn us into kidneys now. She's taking pictures of us as we talk.
It was either April 29th or April 30th.
Okay, one of those two. So I've known Millwood for a while, and you know he was telling me about this awful situation he was going through, needing a kidney, and I was like, look, I said, it's not self-serving. You're my friend, but literally, like, if anyone called in or emailed or whatever, said, hey, I need a kidney, I need blah, 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 you think I'd come on and talk about it? Of course. Like, absolutely. That's what I was telling Millwood the other day. It's like, you mind that I call you by your last name, by the way, Millwood?
Oh, no, that's what everyone calls me.
All right, well, I'm going to
call you. He might help us win an award, too, so that's always
good. Well, you know,
not related to Kevin Millwood.
No, you know what? I think it every time too. Yeah, I'm like, I want to ask
because he's from Gastonia. So, I was like, you know what? I don't know if anyone will call in because that is a big ask. Hey, stranger needs a kidney, but there again, this world, the news, social media, it makes you think we live in this hateful world where we spit in the face of our neighbors and we don't care about anyone and this, that, or the other. Not us, but like society in general. That day, I don't remember the exact number, but I was shocked.
Right off the bat, we had at least four that wanted information, but they were coming in throughout the day, too.
Like, so. I was literally shocked. Now, Millwood's insurance was like, hey, they're going to pay for everything. There's even, like, a small, like, you know, compensation for time missed from work, all this stuff. Like, it literally, all you have to do is...
That's nice.
So many people call.
Yep.
So, what is the update? And Millwood, I know this, but milk this for the two in the room.
Even when we told people how they got to get the kidney, they still wanted to do it.
They still wanted to do it.
Because they go up to the backside and yank it out.
No, that's not true. That's not true. They go through the navel, is what I heard.
You go that way.
Yeah, they go through the navel. All right, so Millwood, give us this Oprah moment right now, this crazy, wild moment.
Okay, well... I had several names and numbers. I had a couple reach out to me on the Book of Faces privately, saying they're willing to get tested. And I ran across a long-lost relative of mine that went, I think, the next week and had all her labs done. And everything looks good, and she's a match, A positive for blood. We still have to do more tests, but... Her and I both have been talking, and we both feel really, really good. Oh. We just kind of feel it in our gut that this is meant to be. And we hoping and praying that she's the one. I go the 29th of this month, me and Ashley, my wife, for my transplant evaluation.
Yep.
I meet my doctors, meet the whole team, all the way down to the financial advisors and all that good stuff. So, anyway, I have a cousin, Carmen. She's my second cousin. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. Unfortunately, I don't know a lot about her yet because we've just met.
But the magic behind this is here we are, little old Rise guys, doing a radio show. You have a long-lost relative who also has amazing taste in what they listen to in the mornings.
Yep.
Exactly.
So it's in the DNA.
It's perfect.
Happened. She heard your voice. Something compelled her. She didn't it wasn't like, oh my God, I think that's my cousin. They start talking, not only having heard the blood type that was needed or whatever, like it just brought, and they knew each other. They saw each other as kids, and then families, move and grow and all this stuff, and then now reconnected.
Coming to that. Well, that's the route. Isn't that the route they try to go first? A family match. To see if that...
It is.
Kevin's family hates him, so that was going to be out.
Dang it.
No, I'm kidding about that, Kevin. You know that. Not Kevin. Kevin Millwood's the baseball
player.
He is.
I was going to make my son give you his, but, I'm glad we found a match.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, though. He sold it on Marketplace, so it's fine.
Oh, God.
Sold it on the Book of Faces.
I'm so glad, man. I really am. Because you're a good dude. And I don't know. It was
I try to be.
Well,
it's been an emotional roller coaster, man. It really has. I'm up on top of the mountain one day. The next day, I'm down in the valley. I'm staying positive and very optimistic. She is the one.
Yep.
But, she may not. There may be something that don't work out. But, we're keeping our fingers crossed and hoping everything works out just fine.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad.
Yeah. Like, how are you feeling physically overall just throughout the whole thing?
I feel great, fat boy. My legs from the knees down, by the end of the day, I usually work 12 hours a day, and they're swole up pretty good by the end of the day. They burn a little bit, but overall, man, I feel good. And that's what I a lot of people say, you don't look sick. You don't look like you have a disease, but that's just it.
Yeah.
It's like a heart. It's a silent, deadly disease. You don't know you have it till it's too late.
Yep.
God bless.
Yep, you're right.
God, man. I wish they could just make one. We talk about 3D printing organs left and right.
3D print them, right.
Yeah. I mean, they regenerate livers. You just need a piece of somebody's liver to make one.
Exactly.
I'm glad, man. I really am.
I'm happier than he is.
I'm super excited. I am. I'm super excited. Can't wait to get all this hopefully behind me. Yeah. Like I said, I know it's not a cure. It's a lifestyle. And
well, you got a good support system, man. Like your wife.
I do have a great support system.
Your wife is freaking great. I mean, like I told her, like, if you did die, that maybe she and I would take up together. But you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. So don't worry about that. It's gonna be fine.
I believe so.
No, Ash is good people, man. You both are.
Yeah, I don't know if.
And if my cousin Carmen's listening, I just want to tell her, you know, you're awesome. I love you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Whether it works out or not, you're awesome.
Yeah,
I don't know if you were on last time when we got the call, but somebody said they donated and they've lived 12 years so far with just the one kidney. Perfect.
Yeah, the person who donated too. Yeah. My grandma did. She in her 20s, I want to say. Her sister needed a kidney. She donated, and my grandma lived to be like 84, 85. So,
yeah, you can live the rest of your life with one kidney. You know, as long as you're healthy.
Yeah.
Well, I might need a few more, to be honest with you. I might need some backups.
Yeah. All right, Millwood. I love you, brother. And anything, like, if you ever need, like, a skin graft or something like that.
You need some hair, I can hook it up.
Edith's toe is available if you need that. All kinds of stuff. We're making a collection. We really are. All right, Millwood. You have a blessed day, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy it.
See you, buddy. Yeah, man.
Have a good morning. So it's not the most funny segment ever, but damn, it just makes me, it's not a feather in my cap. It just makes me feel good that we could be a part of it and that, you know, here they are, you know. He didn't even come to me, and it was a friend of a friend's like, man, you should get Millwood on there to help him find
hook him up. It happens fast, though, you know.
I know. That's
the amazing thing about it.
I thought, like, then, I mean, like, here's the thing. I'm just being completely honest.
I wish you would.
Okay. Shoot. For once, I'm going to. That if I'm listening to the radio, a show that I like or whatever, and I hear somebody call in. I mean, Jeff sounds great, you know, even if I don't know him, but I do. But I am hard-pressed to pick up a phone and call and say, I would donate this kidney to the stranger.
Yeah.
Like, that is kind of like an eye-opener. Like, man, I could do more.
And people
are not even kidding.
They would do it at the blink of an eye. They were just calling in and say, look, put me on the list. Here's my information.
I know.
But what do we say about updates? Whenever we get them, we try to put them out there.
Yes, yes.
But people love
the fact that they. Updates. It's like, God, we are related. And this is how we rekindled this over these years, you know?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Millwood got like 100 new friends on Facebook after that show. So if you want to get more friends on Facebook, buy commercials on our show.
Yeah,
it seems to work.
I hope it works out. I don't know why it wouldn't. You know, family.
Yeah.
You gotta, you know, something's gonna match up.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Dude, absolutely. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm reading. You're being a dick right now.
Don't look at text.
I know, I'm not. Okay, look.
Paige will point out the bad ones to you, though.
No, she's good at that.
It has nothing to do with me being friends with him. I don't care who it is. Like, if someone just said, hey, I've never called the show, I've listened for years, and I need this, you know.
And why would anybody care when you're saving someone's life? They should shut up.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I do it to myself sometimes. I'll say, God, you know, I think about, like, who I'm friends with, and I'm like, God, they all kind of derived from this show, kind of, like, you know, like, not friends, you know, previous to the show, but, and I'm like,
people come and go, man. I was thinking about that, the orbit of people that we've met from this show.
Yes, they come and go, and you're like, wow, man, that's
what happened to this guy. Then you know, you'll hear from that person in a month or two,
like, right. Man Pretty called the other day, like,
yeah,
oh,
like,
my
wow,
gosh, he did.
Oh yeah, yeah, he, I was like, God, I thought you didn't like us anymore. Yeah. Just because I don't call every day doesn't mean I don't like you, dumbass.
I'm busy.
I was like, good. Wow. You're the same dude. I love it. All right. 1-800-7. We're not doing Tradio. Kiss off.
That was a fun bit.
Yo, it's Thursday. Why are we in a Monday mood on the text? What's going on with
Come
that?
On, man. Juneteenth is tomorrow.
I want to see positive text. 1-800-774-0093. All positivity.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Sing it if you know it.
I love that.
Oh,
it's like a video game voice.
Remix.
Whoop, whoop. That's a mashup right there. Fatboy's available for DJing parties.
Mixmaster.
If I could sit up there, you know, and just somebody can work the... what do you call it? God dang it.
Buttons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones and the twos.
Ones
oh, yeah.
And the twos.
The steel, the wheels of steel. Whoa.
Well, this is the... so this is on the evidently, or apparently, the Angry Birds soundtrack.
Really?
That's the version I found.
God. We were talking about KRS-One, and we were trying to figure out, like, what was this big song? And then we figured it out. And now it's in kids' soundtrack. But you know what? So is Young Gravy. You know, he was in...
Oh, I want to hear some gravy now.
That one song, God, let me look at the... I have a Jasper playlist. My grandson.
Does he like Get Money?
No. It only makes sense, you know, to like, instead of me like driving and having to DJ, it's like I put together a playlist of songs that he likes. He likes Run, Rudolph Run by Chuck Berry.
That's a good one.
He likes the Ghostbuster song, the original.
Of course, who are you going to call?
And then Super Good by Young Gravy. Also, he loves a lot of, he likes Tyler, the Creator.
Super Good.
Because Tyler, the Creator, did You're the Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
Oh,
so,
nice.
But think about that. Like, so if he just grabbed my phone and said, oh, I like Tyler, the Creator. Let me click on this. And then...
Uh-oh, hang on.
Or if he goes and looks up other Young Gravy songs, he's like, wait a minute. What is going on? Speaking of that...
I don't know
that,
if I got that one.
What, Super Good?
I don't think I got it.
I've rejoined with it before. It's got James Brown in it. It's like sampling of James Brown. I was just, I knew one of these, but I can't remember which one. So I thought that Australia, yeah, is this it?
I don't think this is it.
No, that ain't Super Good.
No.
Super Bad, Super, I forget. It goes like this. That's the one. I bet he would love to know that a four-year-old loves his music.
He's probably up right now listening.
It's an accomplished.
So Australia had banned teenagers on social media.
Oh, really?
Is that below the age of 17 or?
So, you know what's crazy about that is there's no full depth. For theirs, it's 18. But
okay.
The thing says, you know, teens, obviously not. It's weird, right? The 19 thing is kind of like oblivion. Like, it's like, okay, you can vote and be in the military, but you can't do nothing else for
You're kind of like
three more years.
Limbo.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, I mean, is that until the state decides if they want to change it or not?
See, they don't do it that way over there, though. Like, they do national law. We don't do that here, which irritates the ever-loving urine out of me. I don't understand it. Also, like, I never understood when they legalized weed in California how the Fed could say, nope, give us all your equipment, all your weed, and all your money.
Yeah.
You also can't open a bank or a banking account.
You want us to be sovereign or not?
So that was Australia. Well, they're getting ready to do the same thing in the UK, where they're going to say you have to... to get online, you have to be over the age of 18 to be on social media. But there again, like, there's got to be parameters with even just like handing them a laptop. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, they'll find a way to get to them. They use Roblox now to talk to kids.
Well, see, that's what I was thinking. Who's being kids are being punished? I don't know. I feel two different ways about it. Like, there's stuff on there kids don't need. Like, as an adult, we don't need to see a lot of this. And I'm not even talking about, like, X. X
are they
a
talking
lot
about,
of,
like, just
Facebook?
Random scrolling and not.
Social media.
Yeah.
So, you know, Instagram has really tried to institute this IG for kids where they're like, no, trust us. We'll make sure they don't see any girls wearing thongs and, you know, hate speech and all this stuff. Okay. But do you think Roblox, you know? So yeah. Because of bad adults and probably pedophiles.
Chomos.
Sorry to the algorithm. It usually... They hear that word.
We got
like, what if we're a news podcast? We're like, oh, pedophile is getting arrested. Pedophile is getting arrested. That's fine, but
this is not a bad idea. I don't think.
Yeah, but on one hand, again, there's stuff that I lived, you know, teenage years and all that without social media, yeah. And it's not a jealousy thing because I'm glad I didn't have it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad as a father and a grandfather now. There's not. Videos of me from my teen years that my friends videoed that live on in infamy. I'm so glad.
You might have had an eating disorder.
Well, I did. You did. But the wrong kind.
Remember they told him to peel the skin off his nugs? That's the best part.
I ate it too much.
If you take the age range like 13 to 16, 13 to 17, there's only one that they care about. And it ain't Instagram or Facebook.
TikTok.
That one too, but the Snapchat. So those are the only two.
Snapchat is still big.
It's massive with the younger crowd.
Boy. What, because of the crazy filters and stuff?
See, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because if it disappears or there's a group of them. Like, I cannot figure out why which ones are as big as they are.
Yeah. Maybe
that's how they share stuff they're not supposed to be sharing.
Like,
and it disappears and then they're...
It is punishing them because, you know, of
But they can text each other.
Files and stuff.
You know what else is odd? Is these the younger crowd, they love to FaceTime, too.
You don't want people that you're kind of casual with having your personal information, like your phone number.
Yeah, but how easy is that to find? If you date somebody, is that the first thing you look up? I mean, hell, these dating apps offer females free background checks.
Well, if that's true, it explains a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like... It's a kind of a common sense thing to do now.
My nickname is The Plague.
People avoid you.
It's messed up.
They do not.
It's Plague Man.
I know him.
But for real, like, run. Imagine you're like just a regular kid. Like you're just doing like maybe you got like a, you know, funny little bit. Like, you know the kid in New York? He talks like he's from like the mafia. And he's like 12 years old. This kid, he came to me at school, and he's like, that's not a sandwich. I was like, what do you mean it's not a sandwich? It's salami, it's the provolone. Like, he's doing that over. Like, that kid in America, and he probably makes a chunk of change with, you know, whatever.
So how much is that kid focusing on making money than, you know, being a kid or going to school?
That's what I did. I was focused on, remember, I was charging neighborhood kids a quarter to come look at my turtles. And
selling candy too. So that's where we messed up. Everybody has to be monetizing everything.
I stood up to the bullies that day. I was selling blow pops. I'd go to Sam's. I'd buy a whole box for $8, and then I'd sell the blow pops to students for a quarter apiece, and I would end up tripling my money.
And that's why he was the first. If you think about it, they could charge him with RICO predicates because he had the family. Mm-hmm. So there's your organization right there. He's got a racket.
It was a mafioso type. And then this one bully, he says, let me get one of them let me get one of them blow pops. I was like, that'd be a quarter, please. And he's like, no, sir, I am not paying for it. And I was like, well, you're not going to get one. He's like, I'm going to tell Coach that you are selling blow pops. I was
trying
like,
to extort you.
Well, tell him. And you know what? He did. And they took them all from him. But you know what? Sanchez, you didn't get your blow pop.
It should have called.
I lost all mine.
You should have called KP to work him over in the courtyard.
Need this for your
if
rave?
Anyone knows Coach Carlos Osorio, ask him if he enjoyed my blow pops.
Wow. Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise
Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige.
Hey,
We begin with a story about police are on the lookout for teens who drove their e-bikes through a Walmart. Of all the places to do that.
E-bikes. I think I've seen those around campus there, Clemson, the scooters.
Mm-hmm. Is it the scooter or the electric bicycle? Because I remember that time I went on a, it was in Asheville, old Asheville. This is like 5 years ago. And it was a bar crawl, but you're on bikes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. Like everybody's on it at once.
No, we're on separate bikes. But what I did not know until about killing myself halfway through, I realized we're on e-bikes. Everybody else is just pressing buttons and driving. I didn't know it. No one told me.
I did not know until I watched the news. You could take a side-by-side, which I don't know why they call them that, on the road, like it's street legal. You got to have a tag for it, obviously, and insure it, but I'm like, dude.
Like a Polaris?
Yeah, something like that.
Don't even have, well.
I think they go up to 50, maybe.
It's got to have a roll cage on it in some way, though. Because that's why, that's the thing with golf carts, the reason they can't. And because I used to, oh, it's because they don't have doors on them. No, Jeeps.
Yeah, look at Jeeps. I don't know how you keep your ducks, duckies on the dash.
How do you keep your ducks in a row?
Hey.
Very clever.
Why does a Jeep sponsor that Reedy River duck race? Like, for real. Like, everyone's missing an opportunity. Greenville and Jeep.
Do you, and I really think this. Do you think there are people that have these ideas that we have, but they just don't go share them with the people with money?
Probably.
I feel like that might be the case.
Probably. Yeah.
Absolutely. Either they don't want to talk to people or they don't want to be told no.
Or they think that people will make fun of them. You know?
Yeah.
Kiss. Yeah.
You got to go chase that buck, man. You got to chase that $3 bill.
So this story happened in Southern California, and they're looking for two teens who rode through the Walmart on their e-bikes, and there's footage online of showing them speeding through the aisles while shoppers yell at them.
Are they looking for the guy who's looking for his sister, Isla? Last name, Vanel. It's always at Walmart. I want to talk to that kid. He's probably like 26, but
customer in the store.
I want to find out how much money he's making on the internet, going and terrorizing these poor people that work at Walmart, and not in a terrorizing way. I mean, he's not pretending to fart on them like the other guy does. I tell you, I'd say, hey, I got a question for you. Are you over the age of 18? Yes, sir. Bam.
You talking about the guy who will get his mom's oxygen tank and then
the one who goes up and he pretends to fart, like if you've been over, like he pretends to fart, and it's not a real fart, it's some kind of little squishy thing in his hand, but I wouldn't know that. I'd knock him out.
Kick him in the back.
He hangs out with the excuse me mf'er guy who always says excuse me mf'er.
Is that the same guy that walks up, hey are you gay? Are you the gay guy I'm meeting here at Walmart? Me? Wow. No, I'm not gay. You know, being at Walmart is not just dealing with the customers and watching out for the falling prices. It's watching out for the real-time process changing. And
watching
also
out for the nuts. Crazy people.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Let's talk about that. Next time you go to big box retailer,
yep.
Look at how many people are actually filming content. It's a lot.
I see it a lot in the mall.
Oh, God.
It's annoying.
That was the news, actually, at the mall.
Get off the escalator with your cameras and filling.
Don't you think somebody's done it before? So for some reason you think, well, I'm going to monetize this situation. When there's trillions of videos of the same effing thing on TikTok that you're already doing. So how are you going to make money?
Man, I don't know.
No, I don't get why people don't put it through that filter.
I don't know.
You're not going to make any money. Nobody knows who you are.
How many people have I don't know if they made money, but how many people got views off of the whole thing? Hey, look at the bottom of this water bottle. Do you see it? If they say only 10% of people can see what's written at the bottom of the bottle. And when they're looking at it, you shoot the water up and hit them in the face. Old prank. People still do it. Paige pulled my finger yesterday. You saw it, fat boy.
I did.
I said, Paige, this is true. You know it is. I put my hands out, my wingspan. I said, Paige, they say that no matter how strong the man is, someone can pull them away with their index finger.
You really sold it. Like, you set the hook.
She said, nah, I'm not going to fall for that.
I'm not doing that.
Well, my brother used to do that with my dad. My brother. Paige, it's not funny.
Same time?
I'm not immature.
No.
Pull my finger. Try to knock my balance off. And she did. And it sounded like somebody was just ripping flesh right here in the studio.
That's rough when you got the dad and the brother, like, tag teaming, fart gagging you.
Oh, yeah. Constantly. Huh, you're so funny.
Now they'll film those and put it out. I'd watch those. But still, I don't know how you're going to monetize them.
No.
You did another fart. Oh, and you can make farts with your armpit.
See, I never could do that.
Yeah.
I had so plenty of stuff to work with, you know, fat underarms.
You couldn't do that. That is so annoying.
I can't do it now, but I could back in the day.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Now you just get fat between the fingers.
Mm.
It's like, it's not going to make a sound because you can't. There's nothing to cup. What are you finna cup? What's wrong with you?
I can't do it.
That's what you call it when you go number one. Fat between the fingers.
Thank you.
Try to do it back to him, but I can't.
Do it. Try it. You can do it.
I cannot.
No, come on. Do it.
No, I don't know how to do it anymore. I don't know.
You did know how to do it? Did you lick the palm of your hand to, like, get it lubed up?
Have you not watched Back to School? When Rodney Dangerfield gets on the diving board, hey, you got to cruise up the pitch and all, you got a couple of fars going. That's how you do it, real quick and real fast.
I'm not talented in the ways of farting. Yeah.
Well, when you go to your other job, practice.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. Excuse me.
Say, there's another shooter here. A couple hard farts.
Oh, my God.
Or
made you laugh.
Say one up.
Can I have everybody know? You should have, yeah.
Is your name Isla?
Cast me in the stone.
Can I help you with anything, Isla?
Employees should fight back. Ask people, like, wait a minute, I know you. Is your name, is your last name Astrid? Astrid? Your first name's Gabe? Are you Gabe Astrid?
Cast me in the store, Gabe Astrid.
Gabe Astrid. Mm-hmm. Please report to the customer service counter.
I had to do one for Pride Month.
Oh yeah. Equality.
See, that's what would happen if you had to make that announcement. You'd be laughing the whole time.
No, I wouldn't.
You can't spell equality without Liddy. You can't. You try it. You can't do it. What was the one I said earlier? There was some kind of word, and it had.
What was it?
It had.
It wasn't that one, because I can't say that one on the radio.
It's like when you look at, okay, do this when you go to the grocery store. And somebody had pointed out to me, but now I can't unsee it. Look at a bag of Tostitos. And look at it in the mind of like a 13-year-old boy. Oh, boy. You can't unsee it now. How do you spell Tostito? T-O-S-T-I-T-O-S. You know, I'm serious. I'm going to bring up the logo while you do news.
It's one of those visual.
It's one of them things like, man, I don't know why that sticks out so much. I want some of them now.
Yeah. It's one of their mind F's.
Interesting. All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys.
Well, you had her, a 13-year-old boy.
I know.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to go to that grocery store you're going to. Yeah, give me the address real quick.
Okay.
Put it in your GPS.
Look at it.
Oh, okay.
You see it?
Yeah. Tito Santana, El Matador.
I mean, that's like, that's blatant.
Stito?
No.
Get further.
Exclamation points.
The middle part that's right under the sun crest is the middle part of Tostitos. I can't even spell it.
Well, thank God there's no boobies chips.
Well, I mean, that's when they first built that restaurant down the road and they put up the temporary sign. That guy was illiterate. Like, that guy got arrested when he put the sign up for Fuddruckers. He really did. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.